tonight's halftime presentation will consist of a tribute to Eagles legend Brian Dawkins. As we retire his number 20, we invite you to remain in the stadium seating area for this special presentation.
How in the world did this defense do it?
First of all, hallelujah!
Can y'all feel that? Can you feel what's about to happen on this field, man? Can you feel what we're about to get into, dog? So whenever you're in that dynamite game, whatever you gotta do to get whatever that's in you out, come on and bring your behind off. Let me get that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese. I'm honored to be here tonight on this very special night as we honor one of the greatest Eagles of all time, Brian Dawkins, and induct him into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Please direct your attention to the northeast section of the stadium as we unveil this tribute to the great Brian Dawkins. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome an Eagle forever, number 20, Brian Dawkins.
Hallelujah! Thank you.
I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'd like to thank the Eagles organization. I would like to thank Mr. Lurie. I'd like to thank Jeff. I would like to thank Ray Rose, Emmett Thomas. I would like to thank the late, great Jim Johnson for using me the way he used me. I'd like to thank all of you fans for allowing me to be me, to act a fool when I wanted to lose my mind when I wanted to go out and give everything that I got. I can retire now because I know I left everything I got on this doggone field. Could you do me an honor? Do me a favor. One last time, can we sing the Eagle Fight song together? Thank you one last time, Eagles fans, Eagles Nation, Bird Gang, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, doggone it.
It was truly an honor to play with Brian Dawkins, a guy who was passionate, aggressive, had an attitude that was willing to do whatever it takes in order to help the team win.
Brian Dawkins was the best teammate I think I ever could and have had.
He did everything the right way. Not only taught, you know, how to lead on the field, but off the field also.
He was an inspiring guy. You know, a guy that when the chips were down, you knew he was going to come with something either to put a smile on your face or to make you feel like you can run through a brick wall.
Dawkins, this was one of those guys that no matter what he did it to the best of his ability, whether he was interacting with people, or whether he was knocking somebody's head off on the field.
You have a lot of leaders when things are going good. But when things are going bad, everybody wants to take a step back. But Dawk was always one of those guys that he led when he needed to. He spoke up when he needed to. And when he spoke, guys listened.
I tell y'all tonight, man, all the haters and doubters, we gonna sue them.
He cared about his teammates. You know, if anyone was down or got injured, he was one of the first ones to run out there. To provide that confidence in you, to let you know everything's going to be okay. And the guy that on the sideline, he was up on his feet cheering for the offense. You don't see too many defensive guys standing up on the sideline the whole game cheering for the offense. And he was that guy leading the charge.
Whether to break up a ball, get an interception, coming off the blitz and make a big hit on the quarterback, he was just always in the right place at the right time. One of the greatest plays to me, and I see it like it was yesterday, playing the Packers in a playoff game.
He is firing deep. Brian Dawkins' interception.
He caught that interception, got us down close to the field goal range where we were able to go on to the next round of playoffs. I think he was just always waiting for that opportunity to get in the game, to make that play. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Just knowing you having a Hall of Famer, all-pro guy behind you, if you made a mistake, he was there to erase it. He was the eraser on the field.
When you see a guy who sheds tears, who bleeds, plays through injury, willing to do whatever it takes in order for his teammates to be successful, he would sacrifice himself so that would happen.
Some people are like, well, yeah, I try real hard. It's not a try. He would give everything he had. To me, he separated himself because he truly gave it that 100% in everything he did.
He punished receivers and ball carriers when he make a hit. Those guys are intimidated to catch the ball when Dawkins is back there roaming around. And that's the type of presence that he brought week in and week out for 16 seasons.
To happen on this field, man. Can you feel what we're about to get into, dog? And it ain't gonna be getting to ourselves. We're gonna dig into somebody else, man. So whenever you in that doggone game, whatever you gotta do to get whatever that's in you out to come out and play your behind on, let me get that. They don't respect us. They don't know about our heart, man. They don't know about our heart. But I tell y'all tonight, man, all the haters and doubters, we gonna show them. We gotta forget about the past and act crazy today. That's what we gonna do. Everything. Give me what you got. Domination. Snot bubbles. Crazy eyes. Whatever. Let's dominate this thing. Hold in on three. One, two, three.
Hold in.
He is firing deep. Brian Dawkins interception. And then taking the hit over the middle is Crumpler. And he is getting up very slowly as he ran into Brian Dawkins down near the 10.
That's one of those World Wrestling Federation moves.
Is going all the way in for a touchdown.
On Sunday, the Eagles honor one of the finest players and quite honestly, one of the most outstanding men to ever wear an Eagles uniform. Brian Dawkins, number 20, will never be worn by another Eagle, as it should be. Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie called Dawkins his favorite Eagle, and if you were to ask fans who their favorite player is, all you have to do is look at the number 20 jerseys that are still adorned by fans to this day, even though he last suited up for the team in 2008.
Wide open is Brian Dawkins. Dawkins across the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Why was Dawkins the most beloved Eagle? Quite simply, he embodies the city of Philadelphia. You never had to question Dawkins' heart or effort on the field. He demanded that his teammates give him everything they had because he knew that with every flying tackle, jaw-dropping hit, or breathtaking interception, he would pour every last ounce of energy from his soul into the game. Dawkins connected with the fans unlike any player. He appreciated their support and understood what Eagles football meant to this city. In the locker room, he was a leader whose aura commanded respect.
Respect is not given, it is earned, God dog. Whatever you got to take, let me get that.
A mild-mannered man off the field, Dawkins transformed on game day as soon as he put on the silver and green nose strip and strapped on his helmet with the extra cloth padding around the chin. He became his alter ego, Weapon X, who was like the fictional comic book character Wolverine, only Weapon X had a locker inside the NovaCare complex. Dawkins fed off the energy from the fans as he would exit from the tunnel, unleashing an array of moves that appeared as if he was possessed. In fact, possessed might be the only way to describe how he played once he was on the field.
Oh,
when defensive coordinator Jim Johnson unleashed Dawkins' talents by making him a ferocious blitzer and lockdown cover safety, Dawkins defined the new generation of safety play in the National Football League.
He steps away. They knock the ball loose. The Eagles have recovered. A hit by Dawkins.
Big play starts with Brian Dawkins getting to Romo, getting that football out.
He banged down. What a hit by Dawkins out at the four.
Dawkins played the most games by a non-specialist in Eagles history. He was a 7-time Pro Bowl selection and 4-time All-Pro with the Eagles. 5 times, he was named the team's defensive MVP. He is one of the rare players to record over 30 career interceptions and over 20 sacks. He was a member of the NFL's All-Decade team for the 2000s, and off the field, he was a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. One day, Canton will call his name. Today, we here in Philadelphia make sure that no one will ever wear number 20 again.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Dawkins. Listen, I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do, the way you come to the games, the energy you bring to the game, and all the things that you bring that allows us as players to feed off of. And me personally, you delivered so much energy to me. I know I did it in return, but we went out and we had a party together. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wish I can come out and hug each and every one of you. Can't do that. That's why this camera is here. But I want to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you brought for me personally in my career.